Welcome to PowerShell video series. I'm Krishna Vutkari. I'm a developer with PowerShell team. Today I'm going to show you PowerShell session remoting session configuration concepts. So I'll be showing how to create a new session, how to manipulate the session and session configuration, and how to delete a session configuration. Okay, for those of you who are new to PowerShell remoting, you can use invoke command, new PA session, and enter PA session commandlets to talk with a remote server. So all these commands internally use something called session configuration to connect to a particular endpoint on the server. In this video, I'm going to show you how, as an admin, you can how you can manage various session configurations. So to start with, I just want to make sure like you need to be running Elevated to see or to use all the concepts that I'm going to show you now. As an admin, you can run Elevated. You can open a new Elevated PowerShell window and use register PS session configuration commandlet to create a new session configuration. I just want to touch point a basic here. Session configuration is different from a computer name. Computer name is talks about a particular computer. A particular computer can have one computer can have more than one session configuration. So you can have on the same machine you can have two different session configuration, each performing two different tasks. So here I'm going to create a session configuration called demo endpoint. So I'm using force parameter to basically avoid all the different promptings that it will do. So here a session configuration demo endpoint is created. So what it will do is this session configuration by default gives the default PowerShell view for this session configuration. That means whatever commandlets you get in default PowerShell console, you will be getting the same commandlet, same parameters for this session configuration because we are not doing any control here. You can use get PA session configuration commandlet to view all the session configurations that are currently there in this particular system. So now there are two PowerShell session configuration. One is demo endpoint, which we just created, and Microsoft PowerShell, which PowerShell installation will create at installation time, be it OS installation time or down level like setup package. So Microsoft.PowerShell endpoint is basically the endpoint that PowerShell creates, and whatever the other configurations you create. On a 64-bit machine, there will be two default endpoints. One is Microsoft PowerShell to represent a 64-bit endpoint, and Microsoft.PowerShell 32 to represent a 32-bit endpoint. So once you create session configuration, you can use the same invoke command. The computer name is dot, which is the same, the local computer, local host, in the command. And you have to supply the configuration name parameter. Here I'm supplying the configuration name as demo endpoint. If you don't supply the configuration name, we take the default as Microsoft.PowerShell. So I'm running, everything is same. Like I'm using invoke command, running the command with this, using this session configuration, okay? Now you can use the same concept with new PS session commandlet. NSN is a shortcut for new PS session commandlet, which is new in PowerShell V2. And I'm using configuration name parameter, demo endpoint. The same way, if you don't supply configuration name parameter, it will use the default Microsoft.PowerShell endpoint. So the same way you can use invoke command, session parameter, and you run the command, whatever command you want. Once you're done, clear the sessions using get PS session pipe to remove PS session. So the beauty, I'm going to show you the advanced concepts now. So what you can do is you can create a custom startup script to basically control the tasks that are exposed for a session configuration. Here I'm going to create a custom startup script named startupscript.ps1. Here I'm going to welcome the users that are connected to my configuration name. Here I'm sending some welcome message here. Okay. Now I'm using set PS session configuration to manipulate the endpoint that I already created. So register PS session configuration is to create a new PS session configuration. Set is to basically manage existing configurations. So here I'm changing the starter. I'm adding a starter script to my demo endpoint session configuration. Again, force to avoid the security related prompting. So now if I run invoke command, I get the welcome message. So what internally happens is whenever you make a connection, the PowerShell engine on the remote server, it will execute the startup script. So this is like a profile script where admin can control what behavior he wants to expose to the remote user. So here the remote admin decided to create a welcome message. The same way you can create new session, and then when you try to invoke command, here I'm creating a new session to Microsoft.PowerShell configuration. So as discussed in advanced concepts video series, the remote server has access to something called $PS sender info variable. So this sender info has information like user information, client time zone, the connection string that client used to connect to the remote server machine. So this user info has information like user identity, like what authentication the client user used to connect to, and what is the name, and if he used certificate, what is the certificate. Now I created an advanced controlled startup script to basically control my script depending on the user, the client user that is connecting. So here I'm taking advantage of $PS sender info variable, and if the sender info is from WinGroup domain, I'm giving one customized startup message. If it is coming from non-WinGroup domain, I'm giving a different message. So you can use the same concept to control, to expose a different set of commands to, let us say, admin user to non-admin user. So I'm using set PS session configuration to change the startup script to this advanced startup script.ps1. Now I'm trying to connect to the remote demo endpoint, using me as the user, client user. So since I'm part of WinGroup domain, I'm getting WinGroup related customizations from the remote server. So if I'm connecting as a non-WinGroup user, I will get a different message. So you can use the concept to control your client users. So typically what you do is you will expose all the admin tasks to admin user, just normal tasks to normal users using this concept. And you can use show security descriptor UI to manipulate what users have access to this particular endpoint. So here all the administrators has full control. So now you can add particular users like WinGroup Chris CV, and then give execute. So to perform shell operations like invoke command operations, you need to give access to execute. So keep that in mind. So you need to provide access to execute. You need to give execute permissions to the users to perform invoke command, like shell operations. So you can basically add any AD user or any user to this UI and then control manage their permissions. So once you are done with the session configuration, and if you think your session configuration is not used by your users anymore, you can use unregister PS session configuration and delete the endpoint. And if you do get PS session configuration here, you will see only one endpoint, because the demo endpoint is deleted. So this completes the session configuration sessions. I hope you enjoyed the session. Thank you. Bye.